You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win was 13-8. Enhanced to 9-4. And Alvaro Negredo to score and Middlesbrough to win was 15-2. Now 8-1. Tom, magical performance from Everton against Sunderland on Monday night. Romelu Lukaku scoring a hat-trick. He's part of the enhanced odds offer. I thought Yannick Bolasie was outstanding. And the really special performance came from Idrissa Gueye in that centre of midfield, Tom. And they could have something special with him at Everton this season. And what I like under Ronald Koeman is he's not afraid to make huge decisions. Took off Ross Barkley at half-time in that game. He isn't a protector of reputations, Ronald Koeman. If he thinks there's a change that needs to be made, he'll make it swiftly.
Well, I almost look at Koeman and he seems to be auditioning for all the big jobs. You know, he wasn't Southampton. He's doing exactly the same at Everton. You contrast Mourinho in the Manchester derby and how he couldn't see how he'd picked the wrong team. He'd set the team up badly and he didn't change it. The Mourinho of old would have, and Koeman did exactly that, albeit against lesser opposition on Monday. But I thought it wasn't necessarily brave. It was just the right thing to do and it completely changed the game. He knew there was going to be space on the counter-attack. Lukaku probably hasn't scored an easy hat-trick. He could have had six goals, actually, on Monday night. So the good thing is he's off and running. And as we know, on his day, he can be right up there with the best in the Premier League. But Gueye is the player, Dave. You know, you mentioned him there. I talked about him last week. I think they've got an absolute steal on their hands. I honestly think, looking at his performance on Monday night, you know, he would be in and around a lot of football clubs starting 11s in the Premier League. And he's an absolute snap. He's made more tackles in the Premier League this season than anybody else. And there's only a couple of players who've completed more passes than him, and that's Henderson and Fernandinho. So, you know, you think about that for this Everton side, he's an absolutely key player. And Middlesbrough come into this, you know, albeit with a good start, you know, I'll suggest a solid start, but I didn't think they'd lose last week to Crystal Palace. That, you know, they got done on the sucker punch. I think it's going to be a long, grueling campaign for them. I still think they've got probably just enough, you know, to maybe keep the relegation fight at arm's length, but you know, unless they start sort of winning some games and turning some of the possession they have into actual chances, that's the problem with Middlesbrough. They look a solid side in terms of that possession of the ball that they keep because of the way they've been set up. They were like that in the Championship. But ultimately, they've got to show a little bit more going forward. And I think maybe they're lacking, you know, just an extra dimension up top. So, I mean, Everton should win this one pretty easy. I was looking at Middlesbrough the last time they won at Goodison Park. Janino and Brian Deane were goal scorers. So it's a long, long time ago. And, you know, Lukaku in form, I can't see anything other than an Everton victory here. I'd probably look at Lukaku to score two or more. He does tend to score in runs, doesn't he? And, you know, the two or more price is pretty good. It's around the 11-2 mark. But I can't look too far past that enhanced odds offer, Dave, of a Lukaku goal and an Everton win.
Yeah, it looks a cracker, that. 13-8 enhanced to 9-4. Here with William Hill. Derek, 66-1 for the Premier League title, Everton. Was it about their performance on Monday night, or was it about Sunderland's performance?
I think it was Sunderland's performance, to be honest. I watched the game and Everton murdered them second half, but they didn't really have to do anything to win that game. You know what I mean? It seemed to be presented to them. I mean, that hat-trick Lukaku scored, I mean, he was marked by Lamine Kone, but he's been given tougher times by training cones. I mean, the centre-half was absolutely atrocious. And, you know, to be honest, you or I could have put that hat-trick away. Now, like, you know, like, okay, fair enough, a hat-trick in 11 minutes is great. It's the fastest threesome since that Lester Jones in Thailand I've been heard in the Premier League. But, I mean, he covered every blade of six-yard box as well, Lukaku. So Koeman's obviously getting them working now. But I'm still not convinced by him. I'm still not 100% convinced by Everton, and I'm definitely not convinced by Middlesbrough, because everything you said there, Tom, about them chimes with me, what I think about them too. They're a solid, solid side. They're never going to get battered by anybody, but they lack any kind of intent. It's like as though, you know, they're almost like a better version of West Brom. They'll go on the pitch and they'll be, you know, they'll keep the ball happily as long as, you know, but they don't look like scoring. They never look like scoring. At least Everton do. Everton have attacking players. And yeah, I do think Everton will win this game. I'm a little bit perturbed at 3-4 is a bit on the short side. I don't like backing Everton at odds on, to be honest. They're a team I prefer backing away from home at tasty prices. But I can't see them failing against Middlesbrough here. I think Koeman is doing a fantastic job for them.
I don't understand how it works with you, Derek, because they were terrible last season. You're convinced they're going to come good last season. Now they're looking good. And you're not convinced by them? You're not sure that they're the real deal?
I made the mistake last season of watching them a couple of times and thinking, you know, this team is going to murder someone soon. But I was made to look stupid by Everton. But to be honest, I think they just found chills for the manager. They wouldn't get chills for the manager, and they could have been finished an awful lot higher in the table.
Yeah.
And people are getting mixed up by what they saw on Monday against Sunderland, but other teams are going to murder Sunderland this season. I want a bit more evidence before I think the rival propositions at long odds on.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now, when the fun stops.